This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. I'm Mark Boulanger.
In the United States of America, since the pandemic began, in average, 4 long-term workers die a day. And that's just in the United States.
That is Adrian Dolci, the head of Uni Global Union's care division. Uni represents more than 20 million workers in 150 countries employed in skills and services, the world's fastest growing sectors. They include workers employed in long-term and aged care facilities. To find out how its members are coping during the pandemic and what solutions can be found for the problems they are experiencing, Uni conducted a comprehensive survey. In this, the first of a two-part series, I asked Mr. Dolci what countries were included in Uni's survey.
We looked into 5 English-speaking countries. It was the United States of America, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Ireland.
How dangerous are the jobs of long-term and elder care workers?
Let me give you an example. When you look a little bit to the data, what you will see is that, for example, in the United States of America, since the pandemic began, in average, 4 long-term workers die a day. And that's just in the United States. In the U.S., more than 500,000 long-term care workers were sick with COVID. But also when you look to other countries, for example, to the United Kingdom, here we found data for England, Wales, and Scotland, what you see is, or what you can say is, up to now, today, there will be about 500 dead people in the social care area. And also there, a lot of infections. And also in countries where you would think there was way less community spread, long-term care was or is a dangerous profession. For example, in Australia, almost 10% of all COVID infections were in the workforce in aged care. So what you really can say is it's a dangerous profession during this pandemic. And when you compare it to other, let's say, more traditional male-dominated professions, it's almost as dangerous or more dangerous at the moment than commercial fishing or extraction industries. So it's a dangerous job and hope things will get better because it's not just dangerous because of the pandemic. The systematic problems already occurred before the pandemic.
What are some of the major causes of the suffering of long-term and aged care workers?
When you look at several countries, there is like lack of PPE. And specifically in the beginning of the pandemic, there were a lot of people, when you talked about health workers, care workers, everyone thought about the hospitals and the nursing home workers and the home care workers got forgotten. And still sometimes in some countries, it's hard for them to get access. And then also what makes it so hard is when you look to the data, it's, for example, there's a big problem of understaffing. So 2 less care workers per long-term care residents. That is a major cause for problems and for infection. And then you need also to talk about the working conditions. So what we see is in many of the countries which we have taken a look in, a long-term care worker would have more than one job. So sometimes they needed to travel on one day between more than one nursing home to work there because the minimum salary for nursing home workers is often so low. And another problem, not every care worker has sick leave. So sometimes if they don't want to lose the income, they need to go work when they are sick. Or another problem is that, for example, there is not decent training for infection protocols and things like this. So overall, a lot of these problems are not new, but the pandemic just made them stronger. And now it made the wonderful job of long-term care workers to a dangerous profession.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.